The former chief executive of the Community Relations Agency, Duncan Morrow, is in the studio with us this morning. Duncan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Do you see the programme last night?
I did, yeah.
You see the spotlight on Tuesday night?
I did, yes.
So we have a situation in Girdwood, let's talk about it, where some people are questioning whether housing is going to be distributed based on objective need.
Well, I think the core issue here is that there's absolute necessity to get the issues of both need and the issues of the housing for one sort of people and housing for another sort of people absolutely onto the agenda so that we can finally do something about it. I mean, this is a running sore which is run from the 1960s. If you think about how civil rights began in the 1960s, it was all about this very same dispute about politicians carving up houses for one sort and the other and some people not getting it, some people getting it. The bottom line here is we have to get a system where every single person in Northern Ireland could, at least in theory, thinkably move into any other area and not feel that it's Catholic houses and Protestant houses. We should be building houses and then people should be able to move into them. And actually, ideally, we shouldn't even in Girdwood, in my view, be building housing estates. We should be doing mixed, what they call mixed tenure houses, which allows us to have a kind of housing where lots of different types of people live together and everybody then feels free and safe to walk around the area and it becomes a place where everybody wants to live. Now, that might end up being, in this case, almost certainly would be, a majority Catholic given where the need is. But you know something, in the end of the day, this is about providing housing for people and we have to, and using Girdwood as a way just to move the interface and letting out the idea that this is a carve-up and apartheid going on here, I don't think we're doing anything for North Belfast.
Why not?
Well, I think in the long run, the really big issues that are going on in places like the New Lodge and the Lower Shankill and right beside the New Lodge are to do with what they call multiple deprivation, which is everything's wrong there. There's no employment, the education system's bad, people are moving out or people are living in cramped conditions. Girdwood should be the big opportunity to develop something really serious and new here for North Belfast. What we're doing instead, I must say I like the community hub, but I think this carve-up about housing lets out a notion, which is that all we're doing is move the interface wall. We'll negotiate a few here, we'll negotiate a few there, and that to me isn't the new shared future days. That is still
the two communities are living a quarter of a mile apart.
Oh, absolutely, of course they are living a quarter of a mile apart, and that's the not even a quarter of a mile apart. At various points, I would say they're next door to each other. Really, there's just a wall between them. I mean, that is the disaster here.
But some people might say, reality check, Duncan Morrow. They need to be apart. That it wouldn't work if they were together.
Well, I think the key point here is, either we just keep doing this, and what is really clear is that houses for Catholics, houses for Protestants does not deliver equality. We're still in the exact same place, apparently, as we were in the 1960s. And this notion of just the scheme and allocations and getting some people to apply here and some people to apply there is a disaster. It's a disaster for North Belfast. It's a disaster for this society. And instead of putting together something, well, because all it does is perpetuate the same old carve-up. Everything turns into a carve-up. And it doesn't turn into an actual idea of how do we deliver houses for people. Everybody's just worried about sectarianism.
There are three people on the emergency waiting list from the Protestant community, and there are many, many more people on the emergency waiting list for the nationalist community.
Yeah.
And yet there are proportionately, it is a disproportionate allocation of housing to the Protestant community.
You shouldn't be allocating houses to any community.
But they are.
Yes, what we should
and
be doing
Sinn Féin have agreed to that.
Well, in as far as there has been
by
a political
deal. By the way, the SDLP
deal,
have agreed to it.
In as far as being a political deal, it is shameful in the time of supposedly reconciliation that instead of saying, listen, let's open houses and let's make sure that the three people in need on the Protestant community can live safely alongside the 70 people in need in the Catholic community, and let's work incredibly hard to make sure that that's the way the future looks like. And if there's 20 on one side and 30 on the other, they can all access all the houses. What we've done is say, let's draw a line round here with our handbag and put people here, and let's draw another line here. You know, it's. I suppose people will say to you, that's real politics. What I'm saying is, this is the kind of thing that's gone on in this place for too long and which hasn't sorted the problem, and we have to find a way out of it.
Shameful is a strong word.
Well, to me, actually, at the 14 years after, you know, the Good Friday Agreement, 18 years after ceasefire, to have ended up in a place where the best we can do for the most segmented part of Western Europe is to create more segmentation, it's not a good answer.
I want to talk to you about the role of the Northern Ireland Housing Executive, because some people have taken a pride in the Northern Ireland Housing Executive being, to a certain extent, arm's length, and that they will allocate housing based on need and political interference will not be tolerated. Have a listen to what Alex Atwood, The SDLP's Alex Atwood told me on the Nolan television show last night he raised concerns over what he sees as political influence on an independent body's decisions on housing need.
If there is now the long hand of political influence going into the heart of the housing executive to see it behave in a partial way, if that is what this leader
why
is.
Why are you saying if? Why are you saying if? So the housing executive have sent out a pamphlet to Protestants only. Now listen to what I'm saying. The housing executive have sent out a pamphlet to Protestants only.
And if there is information to be sent out in respect of housing issues in a certain area, it should be sent out to all
it
the communities.
It hasn't been.
And that is wrong.
So what's going to happen? So, are they going to get away with it?
So, but the point is this an example, or is it not, of the long hand of political influence beginning to bear down upon an independent public body?
He also said the actions over Girdwood could threaten fundamental principles that the housing executive is based on.
At the very least, it has been tarnished. At the very worst, it could be teetering on the edge of being fundamentally changed. If we end up, after 40 years of reform in the North, that core values like the principle of need ends up being a political barter between political parties for political advantage, then I don't think that's a healthy way for a society to develop and will compromise how we have developed a society over the last 40 years.
Now, Duncan Morrow, you were a key player in community relations. What is your reaction to what the housing executive have done in sending that brochure to one section of the community? This brochure appeals for people to apply for housing. It talks about Protestant schools. It talks about the Girls' Brigade. It talks about churches. And it is sent to Protestants only.
I haven't seen this leaflet, so I am commenting on your reports of it. If it is as you say, then actually this goes right back to the kind of gerrymander of the 1960s, which is Protestants live here and we get them in here and Catholics live there. This is a kind of group areas act. This is what they had in apartheid in South Africa. It is totally and absolutely unacceptable that the direction we move towards after the peace is towards a gerrymander and a carve-up. In my view, the housing issue is there was an attempt to solve it in the 1960s, which did something very important, which put the principle of need at the core. What it didn't do under the situation of violence was create a situation where every house was safe for every person. This is an issue as big as the issue facing policing in Northern Ireland 10, 15 years ago. We now need to go back to the beginning, to put all of this on the table and to create a commission of the same status as Patton to say, how do we deliver two things at once? Equality of access to housing and an end to sectarian housing for public housing, because this is not acceptable anymore.
But what does it say about the integrity of the Northern Ireland Housing Executive if it is prepared to advertise to Protestants only? Why did someone in that organisation not say, this is not acceptable?
Well, those are questions you have to put to the housing executive and to the sponsoring department, which is the Department of Social Development.
What is your view about the fact that they've done that? What does it say about the integrity of the Northern Ireland Housing Executive?
Well, it puts into question their commitment to the principle of need, as opposed to their commitment to the principle of meeting political demands. And what Alex Atwood said there, which is that we need to make sure that housing is genuinely distributed on the basis of equality rather than the basis of political pressure, which was the reason House Executive was set up in the first place, is fundamentally compromised.
Look, I know this office is on to the man at the very top of the Northern Ireland Housing Executive who clearly has questions to answer. And it's a simple question. Why did he post it to the Protestant community only? Can you imagine? Can you imagine in any other walk of life?
Well, I think
let's take ridiculous examples.
I think if you were to do it in Britain and do it to the white community,
precisely,
and say only white people move
or
in.
Can you imagine sending an advertisement to blacks only or to whites only? Can you imagine the uproar that there would be?
Well, and rightly so, because we're right back into the kind of principles which all of Western Europe has been trying to get away from, which is that there are people who are allowed here and people who are not. Actually, we have equal citizenship in this community.
I'm just trying to check now if we've had any response yet from the Northern Ireland Housing Executive to this question. We are still waiting from the Northern Ireland Housing Executive now. And it is a very clear question to the top of that organisation. Why are you advertising and appealing to one section of the community? Let me spell it out. Why are you not saying to Catholics? Are they not decent enough for the Northern Ireland Housing Executive in this particular project? Are they not deserving enough? Do they not deserve that brochure? If someone, and I'm talking to the man at the top of the Northern Ireland Housing Executive now, if someone is a Catholic, if someone is a nationalist, and they are sitting on an emergency waiting list, and they are desperate for a house, and they want to see that brochure too, are you telling me that you're standing over and not letting them see it? Posting it to other people?
I mean, I think, Stephen, if you're sitting there, the issue here is, and I understand that this morning Alliance has pulled out of the conversations on Shared Future up in Stormont, is this is a golden opportunity to ensure that that policy, whatever comes forward, basically puts this back onto the agenda in a very serious way. Because to be honest with you, a policy which now doesn't deal with this, how are we stopping this? Because we can't afford 40 years after the 1960s, nearly 20 years into a peace process, to still be distributing public houses on the basis of religion. That will not do.
Listen, there was an attempt at the beginning of this week. This is now, what, Thursday? There was an attempt for a photo shoot opportunity to put out a photo to say a deal has been done and not to tell the public what the deal was. And we were hearing whispers in Stormont that a lot, now not all of them, but a lot of the political parties were basically saying, look, don't you talk to the media and we won't talk to the media. You keep your head down and we'll keep our head down.
I think there's a very dangerous assumption here, and you hear this language all the time, that apartheid is benign. Apartheid, which means that people can't only live in certain places if they are of a sort, is not benign. It's about keeping people out. And to be honest with you, those days need to be over here if we've to have any economic and social future, to make this an attractive place for investment. And North Belfast, above all, needs to be a place where people will invest with confidence, that they know that this is the community with the future.
So what needs to happen now, in your view, with this Girdwood project? It is an iconic project. It has taken so long for them to reach agreement. You know, the some people might interpret it as a farcical situation. The situation that we are currently in today is that the people that are the front people for that agreement at Girdwood, who are in that photo shoot, none of them are talking to the public.
I think, you know, first of all, I think that the community hub idea was a very good idea and was an attempt, I think, and to try to create a really common space for people in Girdwood. So I think that was a good start. The difficulty is if it's now used as a kind of a way to have a soft interface between people rather than a way to generate something really new for North Belfast. So what really has to happen there is there have to be commitments that the principle of need would be met, but the principle of need would be met in housing. But that even if it turns out to be 100% Catholics living on the houses, it should be the key goal of everybody to make sure that that doesn't mean that other people can't come to the community hub, that we can't get economic regeneration, that we can't get proper, open economic life returning to North Belfast.
The Housing Executive have just sent a statement through. And they say that they will not be putting anyone up to actually speak. So there's an accessible Northern Ireland, another accessible public body. But let me just read this statement to you, Duncan, and get your reaction to it. They say the brochure was developed in conjunction with the Lower Old Park Community Association. I wonder, could we see if we can get the Mandy McCauley, I'm not sure if she's available, the reporter Mandy McCauley, who put the spotlight together. Because she's got a lot of detail in this, and if we can't get her, it's because she's unavailable, not because of any other reason. The brochure was developed in conjunction with the Lower Old Park Community Association. This was distributed to applicants on the social housing waiting list who were in housing stress and who had applied for housing in the Mid-Shankill area, which is located close to the Lower Old Park's estate. Now you're smiling.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all nice language. In the end of the day, if it is what you said, it ends up being advertised to prods to keep the prods in here and advertised to Catholics on the other side. You mean, the notion that some people live close and some people live far, everybody lives close to this housing, let me tell you.
So
everybody
lives close. So they have gone to a different area.
Yeah.
which is a Protestant area, where there are people on the housing list, and they've essentially said to them, we know you want housing, do you want to come into this area? And meanwhile, there are nationalists on an urgent housing list, and the Northern Ireland Housing Executive hasn't gone anywhere near them.
Well, I mean, I think that is, if that is the case, I mean, at the moment I'm working on reports. If that is the case, then that's obviously not an acceptable situation.
The Northern Ireland Housing Executive continue in their statement. They say this approach is not new and has been used in other areas, for example, in Laganeel, as well as in many rural areas. The brochure was a proposal which stemmed from the work of the Lower Old Park Neighbourhood Regeneration Group, which is chaired by the Department for Social Development. Who's the minister? Nelson McCausland. The purpose of this group is the design and implementation of a regeneration plan. Membership includes the DSD, Lower Old Park Community Association, and the Housing Executive. But you see, a regeneration plan, that is nothing to do with the objective of need.
But the key issue of, well, let me be very clear. It is undoubtedly true that Inner North Belfast needs regeneration. Anybody who's been there, it's a mile from the City Hall to Crumlin Road Jail. It's a mile from the City Hall to Queen's University. Look at the difference in the economics and in the life chances between those two places. But at the same time, the notion that regeneration will be created by reinforcing interface barriers and by building this on apartheid is actually completely and utterly ridiculous, actually, because the one thing that drives people out of this community, economic investment, people who want to stay here but don't want their children raised in sectarianism, is this issue. So to be honest with you, you can't have proper regeneration without also addressing the question of, are we still in this game, which is, if you're Catholic, you're not wanted here, and if you're Protestant, you're not wanted there.
I'm looking at this statement for a second time. The Northern Ireland Housing Executive, in their statement that's just come in to us, that this brochure was distributed, they say, to applicants on the social housing waiting list who were in housing stress and who had applied for housing in the Mid-Shankill area. Why was that brochure not distributed equally to people who were in housing stress and who had applied for housing in the nationalist area?
That is the obvious question.
Now, the chief executive of the Northern Ireland Housing Executive. This is about the integrity of a body which has been able to say for many, many years that it distributes housing on the basis of need. Need. Now, to the chief executive of the Northern Ireland Housing Executive, this is a direct question to you today. Why did you not advertise to nationalists who were in housing stress? Why did you not? Can you imagine an advertisement get into the Belfast Telegraph or any other newspaper essentially saying, Protestants, please apply? Can you imagine that?